Now, in talking about hogs, what do you call a hog when it's first born?
Pig.
And it's a pig until it gets grown, or?
Yeah, it's pig till he gets up to, about 30 or 40 pounds. It's called a shoat.
And it's called a shoat?
Yeah.
Oh!
And then they, if they get past that, they're generally hogs.
Then they're called hogs.
Call them hogs.
Well,
they call, sometimes they're different, you know.
Uh-huh.
Call them different. I've got a bunch of hogs down there when they might be just pigs.
Oh, yeah, when they might be just
anyway,
pigs.
That's really the way that it goes, is the pigs when they're young. And then they get up little size and they put their shoats, and they get up big hog, get up bigger where they're called hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might call a bunch of pigs and it'd be big fattening hogs.
It'd be big fattening hogs.
I've heard them both ways. I've got a bunch of pigs out there I'd like to sell you. Come down, I'll sell you a bunch of pigs.
Uh-huh.
Go down there and it'd be 200 pounds of hogs.
Yeah.
But he knows what the generally knew what he's going to see.
Yeah. Well, what about a female hog?
Call her sow.
And what about one that had never had a litter or anything?
A gilt.
And what about a male hog?
Boar.
And if you didn't want that pig to grow up to be a boar, you'd have to
castrate.
And then after you castrate it, you call it a
bar.
Oh yeah, and that'd be the difference there. Now what do you call those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
And those big teeth, what'd you
call? Tushes.
And do they ever have any wild hogs around here?
No, not since they hadn't got the since they got a stock law. They used to have them before.
They'd have wild.
Some of those old boars would get out and get wild, and their tushies would come out and great long. Dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah.
Bad.
What did they call those? Were they?
They just call them boars, and wild boars, or tushies.
Mm-hmm.
With tushies.
Well, that would be dangerous, I guess, those big tushies.
They could ruin you.
Now, a calf will make a noise like when it's being weaned, and you say it's...
Like when it's being weaned?
Yeah, when it's being weaned, it'll make a noise, and you call that noise...
Bleat?
Yeah.
They'll try to bowl.
And they'll do that too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about a cow at feeding time? What do you call that noise?
At feeding time,
Or
she'd go,
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a grunt.
Or just kind of a grunt.
Groan
kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And what about?
Some call them a moaning.
I don't know. What about a horse or a mule at feeding time?
They'll kind of whinker. Just kind of, they want you to feed them.
And then that's how they tell you, they want you to feed them.
Yeah, that's how they tell you, want you to feed them.
Yeah. Now, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
And a sort of a portable house to put chickens in, you call that a...
I guess a brooder house.
And one of those things that would be like a chicken peddler would have.
A coop?
Yeah. Did they have...
I've got several coops out there in the chicken lot now.
You do?
Since my wife passed away, I don't have chickens anymore.
Oh, yeah.
We used to keep chickens here.
But you still have them?
I've got the coops out there yet.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, I think I'll give them to somebody who wants to raise chickens.
Yeah, somebody might want to eat.
Yeah. Don't want to burn them up. I don't figure on raising chickens anymore.
Yeah.